when the Kohanim went into the Halik Beis Hamikdash and saw what a terrible mess the Yevanim made, they started to cry.
The Yevanim broke the Halik Menorah and made everything tamei.
Oy, the Yevanim made all the jars of oil tamei. How can we light the Menorah?
For now, let's build a Menorah out of wood. And let's search. Maybe we will be able to find some Shemen Zayas that the Yevanim did not make tamei. Let's search for a jar that is sealed shut with the stamp of the Kohen Gadol on it.
Here, I found a jar of Shemen Zayas.
Oy, forget it. The stamp is ruined and the seal is broken by the Yevanim. It's tamei. We can't use it.
Everyone, search.
Maybe here.
Oh, I think I found it.
No, it's, it might
where?
Be over there.
Oh, I found a jar of oil.
It still has the stamp and seal of the Kohen Gadol.
That means that this jar was not touched by the Yevanim.
Oh, Baruch Hashem.
We have a jar of pure Shemen Zayas that we can use to light the menorah again.
That's great. But this little jar has only enough oil for one day. What will we do tomorrow?
Why can't we go to the olive tree, squeeze some olives, and use the freshly squeezed olive oil at Shemen Zayas to light the menorah?
Because picking olives, squeezing, and carrying the oil on the long way back, all the way to the Beis HaMikdash, will take a full week, and we need it for tomorrow. You know what? For today, let's just use the oil that we have, and for tomorrow, the Eibishter will for sure help us.
Usually, when the Kohen Gadol lit the menorah, it only burned for one day and one night. And then the Kohen Gadol had to refill the menorah, and it burned for another day and night. But now the Eibishter made a very big nes. This one small jar of Shemen Zayas lasted for 8 days until they came back with the newly freshly squeezed Shemen Zayas.
Ah, that was the big nes of Hanukkah.
And that's why we light the menorah for 8 days.
And that's why we eat latkes and donuts, which are fried in oil.
And we play dreidel to remind us of the Kinderlach learning Torah in the woods and playing dreidel to trick the Yevanim.